Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
watching the Olympics.
Doing what?
Watching the Olympics.
Yeah, what else are you doing?
Watching the Olympics and listening to the podcast. I don't know. Who made that sound? Someone made a weird sound.
Can I? I just want to say something. This is behind the scenes chat. But yes, you can watch it because there's a lot of Olympic chat. We'll get to that. You, Grace.
Yes.
Where you sit, you have headphones, right?
They're
connected by a cord. You spend the start of every show undoing the cord.
Yeah.
And then you spend the second half of the show twirling it back up and putting it into knots.
It's your own doing.
You do that. You undo it and then you redo it. And that's a daily thing that happens. And
really?
I've never said it to. Yeah. You wind it up towards the end of the show. Then when you get in the mornings at 6, you're like, oh, the headphones are all wound up. You unwind them and you wind it back.
You're the only one who wears those.
I know. Well, guests wear them sometimes.
But you twirl it up.
I twirl them.
You're just doing it
then.
Yes, that's how you get twirled.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, look.
Very subconscious.
Look, you're doing it right now.
Like, I need something to fidget with.
Do you need something in your hands?
I do, because that's how, like, if I'm feeling a bit, like, anxious or a bit on edge, I, like, tear at my nails. It's real bad.
We get coffees before the show, and they used to give us the same cardboard coffee holder things.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, Nath, you're great, because you get them. You take the plastic
one. I take the plastic one.
But one
that was my doing. But
yeah.
Oh, Jesus, mate. Sorry, heaven forbid if you give me some credit.
Everything that happens on the show. But you used to tear up the
yeah.
Cardboard.
You're
very
fidgety.
I'm very fidgety.
Oh, no, it's just the way my hands work.
Are you tearing things up.
Tearing things up. And like same as like I'll sway. It's mental illness, really. It is. It's just anxiety. Mm. I don't know what I did not. That was fully
Look,
subconscious.
Now what are you doing? Are you braiding? What are you doing?
No,
she
just
twirls
it
and then she puts it in holes and she pulls it and pulls it.
They work fine, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Maybe
they
need some cordless ones for you.
Oh, maybe.
That'd be nice.
I'd
rich.
Lose them.
That'd be nice. Rich radio show.
I mean, we'd have to.
I prefer the little coily coil cord. The ones with, like, spring.
So mine has, like, a spring. It springs.
Yeah, that's what mine's got. I've got a spring, too. Ready?
Ready?
That's fun. Oh. Hear that sound effect? That was a classic coil sound effect. We need, like, a doing.
What's on the show today?
Olympics. We've got a lot of Olympic chat. We've got we kick things off. Nathan and I just having a bit of a yarn about the Olympics.
Yeah.
Then we have the Google Off Olympics edition, which is an absolute hot mess.
Hot mess.
Because if you listen to the show, I gave it at the end, we have the show rating, I gave it a 9 out of 10. Grace gave it a 9.5. Nath gave it a 10.
Yep.
That Google Off was just.
It was like a 4.
No one could speak.
Is there a prize for coming last in the Olympics?
What do you mean?
Is there like a.
Like as
good
a nation
try.
Or as a person?
Well, either. Because if the Google Off was in the Olympics, it would win last place.
I don't think you win last.
Unless you're trying for last.
Ooh, throwing it.
So you're so right.
Throwing the competition.
Throwing the Olympics.
Mm. Is that what you're accusing Nathan of throwing the Google
Potentially.
Off?
Potentially.
We've never done that. We never would.
Oh, you're playing with the headphones.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, that's the one, Hobart. Throw open the curtains, let Monday just slap you across the face and wake you up for another week, Jim. Welcome to the week. Welcome to the show.
No, thanks. Thanks for having me, mate. Pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure having you, mate. Thanks for stopping by this morning.
Just want to let people know that over the next 2 weeks, Nathan and I are going to be a little tight.
Yeah.
We're not going to be firing all cylinders because it's the Olympics.
Yeah.
And I was watching the USA play France last night.
We're going to be so distracted. I'm watching everything.
Oh,
I'm watching everything.
You and me, Sunday morning, were just texting about skateboarding.
Oh, everything. Yeah. It's the first time we've ever watched it. Of course, if you do want to watch it, it's all thanks to the 7 Network. You can go and watch it, the official broadcast partner.
7, mate.
It's all there. Or you can download the 7 Plus app. It is all there, which we've done as well. But I've been watching everything. Like, I was in a cafe.
But you and I were like texting about. It's not that we're just watching skateboarding. We're giving our thoughts.
Commentary.
Don't know anything about skateboarding. But we're giving our thoughts. One of the things that I love about skateboarding is that a lot of them skate with their headphones
AirPods in. AirPods. And this is what absolutely blew my mind. There was one guy, Eaton. What was he in?
He was skateboarding and he had a sandwich.
Well, that would have been less distracting because not only did he have his AirPods in, right? But I thought maybe he might have left his phone potentially just at the top.
Yeah.
There's one point where he stacks it on a jump and his AirPod comes out and then he just takes his phone out of his pocket and reconnects. Yeah. He had his phone in his pocket. He's doing like triple kickflip ollies.
He's got the cap on, headphones in, phone. Just skateboarding around the park on Tinder, just trying to find a match in the park.
It's like, mate, you're not going for a Sunday ride. Oh, you're representing the country.
I'll be honest. I'm very, like, classical when it comes to sports. So I don't even think tennis and that should be in there. If you have, like, big events.
Yes,
like the golf and the tennis. They've got their own masters in the US or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I changed my mind when I watched the skateboard. That was pretty cool.
I think I'm into it.
I texted you and I said, let's put everything in.
I tell you what
and you said the best thing ever, put darts in.
Put darts in. Put darts in because I love watching the World Championship darts, and they're the best because they sink beers while they're playing darts. Like they have this little table next to them with the darts on them and also a pint.
I'm not a huge fan of the subjective scoring as well.
No, you know, it's always
like
weird,
judges
isn't it?
Going, oh, feels like this or whatever. The thing about darts is, it's factual.
Yeah.
There's points. You can see who the winner is.
100%. Yeah. It's like a swimming race, really. There's timing. It's there.
I'm producer Grace just written through. Apparently, it could be incorporated in the 2024 games, which would be huge.
Darts. So I just want to see them in. Imagine them in the village.
Put it all in.
Let's do 5 weeks.
Yeah. Let's do six months a year. You know, it's still the Olympics every year.
I'll just keep doing it. Producer Grace, still in the studio.
Yeah, it is time for the Google off, time to stretch those fingers, work those brains, and learn a little bit more about the Olympics, because obviously that has just started broadcasting across the Seven Network. You can watch it if you like sports.
What? Not necessarily. You don't even need a lot of sports.
Grace didn't watch any of it. Did any of you guys watch the opening ceremony?
I watched the opening ceremony. Loved
no.
it.
No.
One of my favourite things.
I was quite tired on Friday night, and I was looking at it. I was watching the replay, actually, the next day. Sorry, it was Saturday morning. And I was like, turn it on, and I full-on tripping out because Keith Urban.
Yeah, he did
a cameo. Yeah,
Like a little cover of Imagine, didn't he?
Yeah, with John Legend. Mm. It's them singing Imagine. I was like,
it was unreal. It was really, really
cool. And
then
it cut to Hans Zimmer from like...
Oh, the conductor.
From like Batman movies.
And then it cut to Hans. From Wash Your Hans.
From Wash Your Hans. That didn't happen.
And he came in afterwards.
I thought it was like, because Brisbane just got announced and he's a Brizzy boy. I mean, he was born in New Zealand, but he did grow up in Brisbane, Caboolture. Mm. So I thought maybe it was like a tip of the hat to like, well, this is what's coming
potentially,
up.
Potentially. You know, my favorite thing about the opening ceremony, of course, they introduce all the countries and the flag bearers come out. It's so beautiful because you see tiny little countries that you've never even heard of, and then you've got, obviously, all the big countries. Is that...
So is my...
Whatever there.
Jimmy just took a big slurp.
No, broke.
Oh,
he
did. You've been chewing on it or something.
Sorry, guys.
Mm. That's fine.
My favourite is when they announce the countries and they do it in different languages and different dialects.
It's Parade of Nations.
Yeah, I love so that. So they'll do it in a language and then they'll do it in English, but there was like an Australian accent, so it'd be like, Uruguay.
Can I tell you, for the first time ever, they had dual flag bearers, so you had a male and female athlete. If anyone from the Olympics is listening, let's get two flags.
It's very awkward.
There was always one person who was the dominant one, and the other one was just like, just hold the top of it.
Is it like one big flag with two poles?
No, one pole.
One pole.
Yeah, and it was
four hands, one pole.
That's too many hands.
Sounds like Jimmy.
Nathan.
What?
Happy Monday, guys. Two flags, two poles next time.
Oh, yeah.
Just some feedback.
Feedback.
Yeah, it is time for the Google off. Let's do it.
Are you feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google off.
Let's do it.
No, that's too much energy. Let's do it. Don't be too excited, Grace.
Let's do it.
Here's how it works. Here's how it works.
Oh, it's too much, mate. Now you're going over the top.
Now it's fake. Obviously, everyone knows.
Jesus.
So I'm in the middle.
I'll give you a question. You need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. Names are your buzzers. As soon as you buzz in, you will need to take your fingers off the keyboard. Best of three. And today we are doing the Olympics edition because the Olympics have just kicked off in Tokyo. You can watch it on the Seven Network. Are we ready?
Can we just test our buzzers? Mine was broken last week.
Yeah.
I tried to hit it.
Well, this...
Australia. Sorry, Jimmy.
To be fair, that works. Should we pick our favourite countries? Great Britain.
Also, why do they get to compete? Everything else, it's England and it's whatever.
Yep.
Olympics, they go, oh, it's all getting together.
Yeah, we'll just combine four or five countries.
Oh, they can beat us once.
Yeah.
One. Oh, you're right today, mate.
Not all right.
You hand me the questions, no. I'll run the game.
All right.
Question number one. Tasmania has had a long and proud history at the Olympics. Who was the first Tasmanian to compete at the Olympics?
Nath. Oh, no.
What have you got?
Taz Athletes Olympics. Oh, God. I can scroll?
Yes, you can.
This is horrid. I don't even know. I've got a name here, but it's got nothing to do. I'm just going to go with Shane Gould.
No. Incorrect.
I'm going to go Cecil McVilly.
Yes, that's correct, Jimmy.
Cecil.
What? What was he competing in?
Yeah.
Rowing.
Yes. In Stockholm.
Yep. Oh. Sure.
Right. That's interesting because my next question was where did he compete? Okay.
1912,
yeah. 12. But then he went to World War One after that. I did a vague deep dive on him, but not enough to know where he competed.
He went from one world event to another world event, did he?
Yeah. All right, question number two. If Jimmy gets this one, it is all over. Nath, to get on the board. Gold, silver and bronze medals were not awarded until 1904. What would winners receive at the ancient Olympics?
Nath. Oh, okay. An olive branch twisted in a circle to form a crown.
Correct.
That's
from
interesting.
From a sacred tree in Olympia.
Actually, we would have got that from, because the Athens Olympics, if you remember, one of their logos had this.
Yeah.
Their logo was this gold twisted crown thing. Interesting fact. Gold twisted crown. Olive branch.
Oh, we are all having... No wonder we're planning to Google to wake our brains up.
Olive branch, gold twisted crown.
Twisted crown.
Let's do it.
That's right. Last week I said my name was Australia. I can't talk. I love those second and third back in the day. Nothing.
No, nothing.
Just the glory.
Not even a bottle of wine or anything.
Did they actually do it naked?
Yeah,
they did. Everything.
I wish they could bring that back. I'd watch it.
Great. Well, I mean, go to the village afterwards, mate. They're all nude.
All right. Question number three. Roman. Whoever won gets this one.
Oh, mate. Sure.
No, just you can't talk. You win.
This is bad.
All right,
whoever gets this one wins.
All right.
The original Olympics began as part of an ancient Greek festival. Which Greek god were the Olympics originally held in honour of?
Jimmy.
Uh-oh.
Big Zeus.
Yeah.
Oh, well done, mate. Well done.
Good stuff. You can have your gold-crested crown.
Nath, the Olympics are on, so I thought it's a perfect time to get to know our Tasmanian athletes that are competing over there. And let's get to know Richie Porte a little bit better.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Please welcome Richie Porte.
We're still
over there, guys.
Yeah, we're not a major sponsor of the Olympics, so we can't...
Can't do it.
Thanks to 7, though, if you want to watch it.
Oh, 7 Network. Download the 7 Plus app.
Richard.
Oh.
Richard Port.
Big Dick Port.
Not after too many ports, though.
No, of course.
He was born in Launceston.
Yeah.
Now, get this. He grew up as a triathlete.
Wow. Actually, you know, it doesn't surprise me. Yeah. These people are just always so athletic in every field, really.
Yeah, it wasn't just into cycling. It was a triathlete competing in the sport since 2003. That's when he started doing triathlons. Before that, he was a competitive swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a swimmer.
So he's done it all.
Triathlete, yeah. Then got
one
into
of those super athletes.
Just can do everything.
Yeah.
Get this. When his first job was a lifeguard at the local pool in Launceston.
Be handy to have him there, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
They're very handy.
He also was a vehicle spare parts courier.
Would he run them?
I love that you asked this question. So he joined the Tasmanian Football League as an umpire because he wanted extra running training for his triathlon.
Well, because they get through some serious K's. And, of course, being paid for that as well, that would help him because upcoming athletes have so many expenses.
So he would apparently go for a run in the morning and then he'd, like, a proper, like, 20K-er and then go do the footy game.
Do 20 clicks and then... Because they get through probably about 5-10 K's in a game.
Because he's like, I could run that. That's a little bit extra.
Wow.
This is his second Olympics. His first Olympics in Rio in 2016. Unfortunately, in the road race that year, he crashed. He broke his scapula.
Yeah, he's had a few crashes, poor bugger.
With only 35 k's to go on the weekend. Round of applause. He did finish 48th.
Yeah, well done.
Now, that's from 85 people, but that's 85 people who finished the race.
Yeah.
So many people.
So many people don't finish.
Injuries, yep. Fatigue, whole bunch of stuff.
Yep.
He did say over the weekend with the heat, it's very hot over there at the moment.
50 degrees. I was watching the beach volleyball. They had a thermometer
in the sand.
50 degrees Celsius over there.
That's sand was 50
it's
degrees.
Insane.
That's not the actual, but the sand was because
yeah, that's
cooks.
How hot the sand was.
So, yeah, they played in their thongs.
They had to put a tarp down.
So he did say with the heat and everything, it was one of the toughest days I've ever had on a bike.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But he was just absolutely stoked to finish considering, yeah, it was only, you know, back in Rio that he didn't even get to finish, broke his scapula. So just a great effort from Richard.
He's got the keys to Launceston, I believe, Richie
yes.
Port.
Got yeah. the key to the city.
I was talking to my girlfriend about that and I was like, we were talking about Richie Port because
we're watching
the race.
On
yeah, watching it. And I said, oh, he's got the keys to Launceston. She goes, oh, what? I didn't know there was a gate. And I was like, yeah, it's to keep people from leaving there. Not so you can go in. Just means he's allowed out.
We were playing golf with a friend of his, Kim Gillard, just after Richie got the key to Launceston. And we were talking about what is it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
and then
a novelty.
We were chatting and apparently they tell Richie that you get a key to your city or your town or whatever. Yeah. Because back in the day, there used to be giant walls and big gates. So there was a key
to
the city.
Like Game of Thrones style.
Yeah. So back in the day, if you got awarded a key to your city, yes, you would walk up to the gate and that key would.
Yeah. And shout out to Richie for shutting that gate and locking it. Yeah.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
Alpha Bucks.
Oh, yes, it is not a share, it is not a chance, it is a guaranteed $1 million that a listener will win, and it is very simple. If you want that to be you and you want to be a part of Million Dollar Alpha Bucks, all you've got to do is sign up to the free listener app that is Listener Without an E, search for Hit 100.9, fill out the competition entry form, and you could be getting a call. And, of course, the game stays the same. It's a game as easy as ABC, Jim. Letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct. You win the $1,000. You then go into Million Dollar Day. A reminder, we can no longer accept the same answer twice, and we will accept the first answer that you give.
Yeah.
So you can't say, like, yeah, because I'll accept that.
No.
I would have accepted that. All right, this morning playing from Claremont. G'day, Hugh. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Going all right, Huey. $1 million, mate. $1 million. Will that change your life?
$1 million.
Yeah, sure,
$1 million
would, mate. It sure would.
What would you buy, Huey?
I think first of all, it'd be a house, I reckon.
Yeah, good call, mate. Yeah, no,
and that's then put a bit aside for when I can actually finally travel. It would be quite nice.
Yeah, smart idea.
Probably 10, yeah. 20, 30 years, who knows?
Well, yeah, exactly, who knows?
When you're 65, Hugh, that's going to be unreal.
The Olympics will be in Brisbane in 2032. We won't be able to go. Hugh, can you just tell us, Nathan, I can't do it, but you download the listener app and you sign up. That's all pretty easy?
Yeah, mate, yeah, very easy. Yeah,
love that.
Yep.
Okay, that's all we need to know, how easy it was. And you can also do it too, of course, downloading the listener app, searching Hit 100.9. Righto, Huey, you ready to play for $1,000 and potentially put you instead for $1 million, buddy?
Yep, I'll give it a try.
All right, this morning, Hugh, your letter is B, as in B for Bob. Your 30 seconds starts in the first topic I give you. You can pass it. We can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Hugh from Claremont, your first question. Beginning with B, name a car brand.
Bentley.
A female musician.
Pass.
Four-letter word.
Red.
Marvel superhero.
Pass.
Hobart Cafe.
Stay with me.
Breed of cat.
Pass.
Australian Member of Parliament.
Pardon, sorry?
An Australian Member of Parliament.
Pass.
Former Olympic city.
It's all right, Huey. You said bread. That's fine.
Yeah, I realise that.
Hugh, the thing I love about you, mate.
You probably want to say another four-letter word. Starts with F.
Hugh, the thing I love about you is you're giving yourself live feedback as we go. You go, that's five. Actually, you know what? Bread. No, you didn't mean bread that you eat, did you, Hugh?
No. The other bread.
Yeah, you meant like bread a horse.
Yeah,
did exactly.
You? Yeah. You knew where I was going.
I knew exactly. So, oh, you still had it, Hugh. You could have kept thanks, going. Mate. Oh, sorry, mate. Well, I mean, yeah. You,
bloody hell.
Yeah bloody right. hell. That's also not 5 letters. Yeah. Hugh, can't give you $1,000, mate. I am so, all so good, sorry. But well done for playing this morning, okay?
Thanks, mate.
Awesome. And you heard how easy it is to download the listener app and get into play for $1,000, then $1,000,000.
I don't know why, but I just like you. He just seems like the type of bloke I want to hang out with.
Oh, like you too.
Not you.
Oh. Hugh! Oh, Hugh! Jim, as we know, the Tokyo Olympics officially kicked off over the weekend with the opening ceremony happening on Friday. You can see all the action on the 7 Network. Download the 7 Plus app. You and I spent most of the weekend watching pretty much everything.
Yeah. For the first time in a long time, I didn't go out at all. I went to dinner with you on Friday night, Tiama, which was lovely. But other than that...
And we had our phones set up, really, just watching the opening ceremony.
No, we couldn't, because in Tiama, there's no service. We couldn't get on it. Right. We couldn't get on Supercoach.
That's why we kept leaving.
But, you know, the rest of the weekend was just watching Olympics.
Now, particularly the opening ceremony, it was absolutely stunning. I mean, we've spoken about it on the show a few times. Our flag bearers, Kate Campbell, Patty Mills, they led out Australia. They had live action...
Just a bit of feedback I had earlier in the show. Let's get two flags, two poles.
Yes.
It's a bit weird, two people trying to wave the same thing.
Very difficult. Looked a bit uncoordinated for all the time. These guys are the most talented athletes in the world.
Most coordinated people on the planet. Can't figure out how to wave a flag.
They had live action pictograms, which is cool. So essentially they had all these people in morph suits representing every sport, which is really beautiful. Naomi Osaka, of course, tennis player from Japan. She lit the cauldron, which is a very powerful moment. Keith Urban, which we've spoken about, made a cameo pre-recorded performance with John Legend, which was
bit,
awesome.
Imagine it was, a bit confusing. But,
Well, Keith, what are you doing here? But the most impressive thing, and also the thing, ironically, that made me the angriest, was the drone display. Now, for those of you who didn't see it, 1,800 drones. It's very impressive. They were flown above the stadium during the opening ceremony in Tokyo for the Olympics, flying in patterns, and essentially they formed a globe. They formed the world globe, an Olympic emblem, all in the sky. Now, this was stunning to look at, but the reason, and I think you'll agree with me here, the reason that this has actually also made me upset was because on the globe, you saw Australia, no Tasmania. Tassie was snubbed by the Olympic opening ceremony.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit pissed off.
And look, it was very impressive. So it was these
super impressive
drones that were lights that made a globe, a circle, big thing.
1,800 of them.
So we just need 1,801 because Tassie actually just needed to be, it just needed to be a dot.
A single drone. Just we couldn't get 1,801.
Couldn't get one extra.
No, we couldn't, apparently.
Couldn't take one out of Antarctica and just fly it up.
Why does Antarctica doesn't even need a drone? They're not represented in the Olympics.
No, but I mean, like, they can still be there on a map of the world, but I mean, we could have just made it a smidge smaller to fly
all
one up.
All we needed was a dot. That is, all we needed was a single dot and we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
We had 1,800. We couldn't go 1,801. Maybe they had a deal. Maybe it was like half price for your first 1,800 drones.
And all of the Tassie athletes, get out of there, guys.
Well, that's the thing. We've got 12 athletes. We have 12 in there. Huge representation. Richie Porte, of course, the road race. We're just talking about it. Ariane Titmus.
Shout out to Joshy Belts. He scored a goal for the men's hockey team on the weekend.
Belty. He belted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just annoyed me. It's annoyed me a little bit. And I want to know, I want to throw the opportunity out there on the phone to the people of Hobart, the people of Tassie, to let me know, do we boycott the Olympics?
No, we don't boycott the Olympics.
Do we boycott the Olympics?
No, we're not boycotting.
All right, okay. Maybe that's a little bit extreme.
Yeah, that's a bit extreme.
That's a bit extreme.
Are you pissed off about
I'll bring it down.
Or do we just let it go?
Okay, 13-10-60, are you annoyed? Are you annoyed that we've been snubbed by the Olympic opening ceremony? 13-10-60, or as you just said, Jim, because it was impressive and because it's the Olympics and they've gone through some rough things, do we just let this one slide?
Yeah.
13-10-60, because I'm leaning towards... not boycotting.
I'm leaning towards never watching the Olympics again.
Yeah. And just being a little bit annoyed.
Yeah.
And blocking it every time it comes on the show. So, 13-10-60, jump on the phones right now.
Should we never go to Japan? I mean, I know we can't right now because of the global pandemic.
Should we never have sushi again? 13-10-60, are you annoyed? Are you annoyed that we've been snubbed? Or is it okay just because of everything going on, and it was still impressive.
Yeah.
13 10 60. The question we're asking, Jim, is: do we forgive the opening ceremony?
We're just asking me, are we?
Yeah, I'll ask you too.
The question we're asking, Jim, is: should we be?
Do we not boycott the Olympics? But are we annoyed? Are we annoyed because we've been snubbed at the opening ceremony? Of course, it was very impressive, but at one point they had 1,800 drones flying above the stadium that created the globe and put all the countries competing in the Olympics on there. Australia was on there, but not on there was Tasmania.
It's not the first time we've been left off Olympic things. Brisbane had the Commonwealth Games. We got left off the map there.
Yep.
Which was even more, I guess, annoying because shapes, they left us out of the...
Yeah, we always get left off.
We get left off things. I don't know. I'm just at the
point now. Heaps of tourism
now,
things. Like you can go, oh, I went to Australia and they've had the Australia T-shirt. No Tassie on there.
I reckon...
I'm just a bit over it.
We live in the best place in the world. So let's be secret. Like, I reckon get us off every map.
Oh, so you think this is a positive? Well, because the thing
just remove us from anywhere. Well, what's down there?
The thing that you said as well, Jim, which makes so much sense, is all they needed, because Tassie is such a small place, you needed one drone. One extra drone. You had 1,800 and you couldn't have 1,801 just to put a little Tassie in there?
Or even just move it from another country or place.
Yep, exactly. Russia has about 500 on there. And we know what happened with Russia, the Olympics, don't they? So,
in trouble.
Tegan from Huonville. Teagues, where do you stand on this? Are you annoyed like me or do we let it slide?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty annoyed by it. Yes. Poor old Tassie. What have we done wrong?
So you should be, Teagues. I'm annoyed.
You're going to boycott the Olympics, Teagues?
Are you going to boycott the Olympics, Teagues, or you're not going that far?
No, I probably won't go that far. But
yeah, okay. But you,
still annoyed, very annoyed.
Yeah, but you're bitterly disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. If you come across the IOC president, you let him know. All right, Teagues?
And just let Teagues know who he is, Nath. He is.
His name's obviously Mr. Olympics, and you just let him know.
Mr. Teagues.
No, Teagues, I agree with you. I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed at this. It's not
you're
okay.
You're allowed to be. I'm just there. I'm
mate,
over
you're
it.
Just there.
I said get us off all the maps. With this beautiful place.
Yeah,
in the
do it to everybody.
Just get rid of us. We're all right down here. We're living.
Felicity from Isle Beach, where do you stand on us being snubbed at the opening ceremony with the drones?
Yeah, no, it's not good at all, is it?
It's not good at all. We have 12 athletes, Felicity. 12 athletes, and they couldn't even give us a single drone, could they?
No, and it's not the first time either, so it's pretty sad.
Well, yeah. That's what Jimmy said.
Felicity, I don't know. I just feel like we constantly get left off maps and events and things. Should we just let's get it off everything? Let's just, you know, we know how good it is here. Considering the pandemic as well, I think we're living more than anyone else is in the world. Do we just forget about the rest of the world, Felicity?
Oh, I don't know. I think we've got some great athletes over this way. I think just flood them more and see if we can get our name on there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Flick, do you reckon potentially they're jealous? Are they jealous of us? Is that why? Because of what Jimmy just said, because of our situation is so good here.
Well, we are the beautiful state, aren't we?
We are. We are. Maybe that's why. Maybe they're a little bit like... Oh.
Possibly.
Mm. Well, even last night on the Ariana Titmus race last night,
yeah.
And they were just... Tasmania got mentioned so many times.
Yeah. Oh, now
telecast.
You want us to.
Tasmanian athlete. Yeah. She's from Tasmania. Tasmania. Yeah. I'm like, well, we weren't on the
clock. Give us a bloody drone. All right, Blake from Howden. Wrap things up. Blake, where do you stand on us being snubbed in the opening ceremony drone display?
Oh, look, I'm not impressed. It happens way too many times. How can we be missed off? We produce some of the world's greatest products.
Yep.
And like you said, Russia, America, Antarctica had so many drones. We only need like one or two.
We just needed one, a single drone, Blake.
A dot would have done.
Oh, honestly. I wanted to throw a Dulux torch in the air and it would have done.
Well, I think our athletes need to have a Tasmanian logo to represent.
Ooh, I like that.
I love that.
Tassie logo on their uniform.
Yeah, do you reckon we just operate it as our own kind of country, Blake?
Yeah, maybe just like a little Australia flag next to a big Tasmanian logo.
What should the logo be, Blakey?
Probably a Tasmanian devil.
Mm. Oh, I like that.
I like
actually.
That. The Tassie devil.
Tassie devil on there.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
And who cares about the drones? As you said, Jim, who cares about the drones?
Well, no, look, I am a little pissed off.
Oh, now you are pissed off.
Nath, I want to ask now, 13 10 60, do you have a secret tattoo?
Oh, a secret tattoo.
We were just chatting about Ben Affleck. He has a giant phoenix on his back. And get this, mate, the Victorian Chief of Health, Brett Sutton.
Yeah.
Old Bretto, he has a massive phoenix tattoo on his arm.
On his arm?
I've just sent you, you got your phone there?
No.
Just sent a photo to the group chat.
Okay.
You, me and Producer Grace. I'll ask you and Producer Grace what you think.
Oh, wow, he does too.
So just like our Pappy G, Premier Peter Gutwin.
Kicking in the gut.
He was getting his COVID jab, so he had to roll up the sleeve. Premier Peter Gutwin had the big panther, but old Brett Sutton has, it looks like it's a phoenix or an eagle or something.
It's definitely a phoenix.
Phoenix?
Yeah. 100% looks like a phoenix.
What do you, Eddie, what do you think of the tat?
I mean, it's okay. I feel like it doesn't really suit him.
You don't think it suits him?
Like, I mean, no offense, but I feel like it, I mean, you just need a bit more. Bit more girth on the arm if you can have a tat like that.
Need a bigger arm.
You need a bigger arm.
It's quite a big tattoo.
Because the problem is, if you don't have it, and no offense to people who don't have huge arms for their phoenix tattoos, but the thing is, if it's not big enough, then it wraps around the arm, and so you can't see the whole thing in its entirety. So you see half a phoenix. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So either get a smaller tattoo or do some curls.
I can't even see Arizona. Producer Grace, what do you think of the tattoo?
Look, it's all right. He does have another tattoo on the other arm by the looks of it. It looks like some kind of like rope going around his arm. So maybe he's got heaps more and it doesn't look as out of place when he's got like
all
of them on display.
He could have a chest tattoo. He could have a Baku.
He could have a Baku like Ben. Ben's like Ben Baku.
So yeah. I want to ask on 131060, do you have a secret tattoo? Is there a tattoo that's somewhere on your body that...
Secret tats.
Maybe, you know, your family, your parents. Some people just don't know about it.
Well, except just one person doesn't know. Maybe the majority of your family know, but maybe...
You've never told your mother.
Yeah, you've never told your mum. You're hiding it from everybody else. I would never be able to get a tattoo just because both my grandparents have said that I will never allow to have one. Granny Marg
said she... secret one on your bottom.
No, but she'd find out. She has a way, Granny Marg. She knows everything.
In an interview once, you said that you have a tattoo of Tassie on your bottom.
And yeah, who did I say that to?
I don't know.
That was a news publication.
Yeah, but heaps of people for ages thought you were serious that you have a map of Tassie.
I do. It's on there. You want to say it?
Yeah. Show me.
No.
Bend over.
No, show me.
Nathan, just ask 131060, do you have a secret tattoo?
Sneaky tat.
A sneaky tat. Or maybe it's a Baku. Or it's a sneaky Baku.
Yeah, Baku's a beautiful word, isn't it?
It means back tattoo in English.
Baku.
It's because Ben Affleck has a big phoenix on his back most people don't know about. And then over the weekend, Victorian Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton rolled up his arm to get his vaccine. He has a big phoenix tattoo.
Yep.
On one arm, it looks like a rope or something else on the other. You can't really see the other one because his sleeve's down.
Yeah, he's tatted up. Of course, our very own Peter Pappy G. Gutwin, he's got the panther on his arm. And then another secret one on his other arm, which we don't know what it is yet.
And he has confirmed to us he does have another tattoo on his other arm.
Mm.
We just don't know what it is.
One day we'll find out.
I'll hold him down.
Again. Kelly from Lackland. Kel, do you have a sneaky tat?
Well, I don't really have a sneaky tat. But growing up, Mum always said that if we got tattoos, and we all know how expensive they are, that we had to pay the same amount in board.
Oh, good call. That would be a regular thing, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. So needless to say, we didn't get our tats until we were well into our 30s.
Did you think about getting a very small, cheap tattoo just so you had to pay $5 in rent?
No, because I had this problem that I'd talk in my sleep and Mum would ask me questions and I'd dob myself in.
Oh, what? How many times have you been unstuck by that, Kelly?
Oh, several.
So what? You'd be sleeping, she'd ask you questions and you'd reply?
Absolutely.
I don't think that stands up in a court of law, Kelly. I don't think she can take you at your sleeping word. No,
but I couldn't risk it. So, you know, I was 35, I think, before I got my first tat.
So what was your first tat at 35?
An ankh on my wrist.
An ankh,
an Egyptian ankh, which means long life and good health.
Huh. Good on you, Kelly.
Kelly, you're so interesting. Yeah. I learned like three things from chatting to you this morning.
Well, she is asleep right now. So that's going to sound like Shay.
That got me.
You love that one.
I would really.
Good on you, mate. Do you want to go to Shay or you had enough?
I'll go to Shay.
Are you sure?
I just want you to know that got me.
Thanks, buddy. Shay, this better be good. Oh, Shay, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Shay, you got a sneaky tat?
I do.
Yep. Cool. That's it. But not
certainly
yet.
We've had a bit of fun though, haven't we?
What's up, Grace?
No, you just spoke over each other. And I'm not used to that happening.
Ooh, no, we didn't. No.
Anyway,
what are you talking about?
You go. Okay, sorry.
I say.
No, Jimmy.
Oh, you
know what? No, name's not Hugo. It's
sorry,
Jimmy.
Hugo.
So Hugo.
Mucking around, guys.
It's Jimmy.
Obviously, we're professionals and we would never
having
talk
a bit
over
of fun.
Each other.
Oh,
We got the ceiling today.
We got a case of sillies. I want to share that. Was it Shay? Shay from Rugby?
Yeah, Shay. Did
she had a secret tat, but we had the...
Yes, she did. It was a great story, too. She had a home job tattoo, like, on her groin.
Call back.
Let's get it on tomorrow.
We could.
Yeah, we absolutely could.
Show rating.
Yeah.
Just making sure we don't chat over each other. Just chat.
No, I've gone 10. 10 out of 10.
I've got 9 out of 10.
So much fun today.
I had so much fun. Yeah. I got a big smile on my face.
Yeah, I've got 9 as well. 9.5.
Yeah, good on you guys.
I just,
good way to start the week.
Just
some high
vibe.
Numbers. What's wrong with that?
We're still talking over you. Stop it. No one can hear what we're saying.
Sorry.
I just really liked. I had a good show.
I'm in a good mood this morning.
Oh, yeah, we are in a good mood.
We are.
We're in a good mood.
Got a case of the sillies. Mm-hmm. Big silly.
Love you, big silly bugger.
Come here, kiss me.
Yeah.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.